This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with myself, Tass and Macca. And our final guest for this show this morning is Gary Ferguson, who's going to talk to us about World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, which I believe is coming up in the next few days.
That's a blast from the past, that name, isn't it?
Gary Ferguson. Good morning to you, Gary.
Hello, Tess. Hello, Macca. Thanks for having me on.
Gary, you're the same Gary that used to work at VAC, which is now Thorn Harbour Health. Is that right?
That's right.
Lovely to hear your voice. Yes.
Thank you. And it's lovely to be on your show.
Well, it's lovely to have you here. So tell us about World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Why are we having this, and why is it important?
So World Elder Abuse Awareness Day occurs on June the 15th every year and is internationally recognised as the day in which we mark that seniors have the same human rights as everybody else and should be able to expect to live with dignity and with respect. And so what World Elder Abuse Awareness Day does is raises awareness about the existence of elder abuse in our community and then talks about ways in which we can prevent it and how we can support those people who are being subjected to abuse and mistreatment.
So, Gary, tell us, what is going on? Are elderly people being abused out there?
Yeah. So, yes, they are. And so at Seniors Rights Victoria, we have a helpline which operates 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. We get numerous calls on the helpline from a number of people, some of whom will be service providers who are working with clients who are being abused or mistreated, or concerned family, friends or others, or it might be the older person themselves who are calling us to discuss a situation which they think is not okay and which we would define as elder abuse. And so just to give you sort of a little bit of a picture, we released a report last year of data that we collected over 7 years from 2012 to 2019. And in that data, there were over 3,000 calls to Seniors Rights Victoria. Of which probably about 90% were related to elder abuse. And of those calls, what we saw is that most people who are being subjected to abuse and mistreatment by their family or relatives are over 80 years of age. So what we're seeing is that of those calls, over 50% of people were over 80 years of age and about a quarter are in their 60s. And women made up about three quarters of that, and older men made up about a quarter. So it's different to what you would see in a typical family violence situation, where men are the perpetrators and women and children are the victim survivors. In this particular issue of elder abuse, what we see is that both men and women can be subjected to abuse and mistreatment.
We've seen, Gary, that, and I remember we actually spoke with Anna Bligh from the Australian Bankers Association about, you know, the banks have been trying to address the financial abuse of a lot of older Australians. And look, I'm not sure how successful that's been.
Well, I was going to ask you, Gary, how do you define elder abuse?
Yeah, because it's not just...
Okay. So, look, for the purposes of our work, we define it as any abuse or mistreatment of an older person, and we define an older person for our criteria as people over 60 years of age, or if they're Indigenous Australians, over 45 years of age because of their shorter life expectancy.
That means that Mac and I meet that criteria.
I can't say. You'd have to self-disclose, Mac and Taz. I don't want to sort of suggest anything to you. But I can self-disclose that I'm over 60 years of age. So if you've known
I am too.
Over 60. And usually the work that we do is with people in that age cohort who are being abused or mistreated by family or relatives mostly. So what we would see mostly is that about 90% of the cases that we saw in that 7 years data were involved people abusing or mistreating the older person. They were a family member, and in most cases, in over half, it was either the adult son or the adult daughter. So to speak to what you were talking about with regards to financial abuse, the reason that the banks are sort of coming on board with that is because by far what we would see in most agencies in Australia working in this area is that the most prevalent types of abuse are financial and psychological. And so usually that will be as a result of someone misusing their authority that they have at the bank for maybe an older relative through an enduring power of attorney, or just simply through the older person not being able to get to the bank and giving their ATM and card and PIN number to the relative to withdraw cash for them. Now, you know, that's not an unreasonable thing to do because, you know, in most families in Australia, we trust our family members to do the right thing instinctively. And so we're not, you know, about to say that this happens in every family. In a lot of families, you know, that trust is sort of well justified. But there will be some people who will exploit that trust.
Of course, of course.
You know, and so that's where we see the abuse and the mistreatment. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, I hear of many stories of... many elder women who actually just don't even know how to get money out of a bank.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have no experience of it and just wouldn't know what to do. So they end up remaining in poverty or dependent on their children to actually manage their financial affairs for them. I mean, it seems very odd that can be the case in this world in 2021, but that's the reality that we're living in. I mean, technology has changed so much that for a lot of people it's just not possible. So what should any of our listeners do, Gary, if they are aware of instances of elder abuse amongst their family or peers or even they themselves may be experiencing?
The first thing I want to say is that the team at Seniors Rights Victoria that work on the helpline and in the legal area are very aware of some of the issues that might be prevalent for LGBTIQ people, particularly, you know, I want to specify that we recognise that, you know, the family of origin may not be who people in our population or in our community define as family. It might be that people, particularly in the older age group, define family in a broader way, and it's more about that sense of belonging that they might have with people who are close to them. So if they were in a position, and it's not a matter of being in a position where, you know, people are saying, oh, this is elder abuse, it might be that it just doesn't seem okay, that what a person's doing to an older person is okay, and they want to have a little bit of a chat about that and what might be some of their options. And so the helpline is available. It's free of charge. It's funded by the Victorian government and is a service of CODA Victoria.
Can you give us the number?
Yes, the number is 1300 368 821 and it operates 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday.
Great.
Great. So generally business sales. I'll repeat that number for anybody out there who might be interested. It's 1-300-386-821.
Oh, hold on. I think
Oh, no, not the wrong number.
No, I did say 1-300-368-821.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Right.
1-300-368-821. Gary, thank you very much for your time this morning. Unfortunately, we are out of time, so we will need to move on. Keep up the great work.
Good luck with the new studio at BPC, and I hope that it all goes well.
Yeah, no, thank you. And perhaps you can come and do a follow-up interview or a follow-up story with us one day from the Victorian Pride Centre studios.
Great. Thanks, Tess and Mecca.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.